This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good piece here in the old Washington Post, Linnell. Our friend, Nikki Javala, Emily Guskin, Scott Clement. We chronicled at the top of the show how much more popular the team is than they were just 2 years ago. It's basically twice as many people who responded to this to a similar poll a couple years ago now list the Local 53 as a team that they love or their favorite team or some derivation thereof. So again, twice as popular as they were before. Hard to measure that, but that's the closest we can get. You can feel the positive energy. Anecdotally, you know, like my kids now aren't all in on watching the games, but instead of no and laughing at me, yeah, I'll sit down, I'll watch Jaden Daniels. Or yes, I kind of want a football bobblehead, or I want this jersey or whatever. You see it, kids wearing Washington gear going to school. You see teams in the Flag Football League. There are three different Commanders teams. Whole bunch of that stuff. The team is more popular than it was a couple of years ago. That's obvious, right?
For sure. So that's the number one thing that stood out to me. And it started, honestly, before the season started. Like, during training camp, I remember I went out to a restaurant in my neighborhood called South House. And there were, like, two or three dudes wearing Jaden Daniel jerseys. This is before the mania started. Since then, Danny, I kid you not, I can't go anywhere without seeing the Washington logo, the new Washington logo. People aren't wearing their old Redskin stuff is what I'm noticing. You're seeing more of the new stuff.
So that leads me to this point. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's a great transition to go right here. I get it. Yeah. And it's a trade I would make, by the way. Okay? Mm-hmm. I will whatever I got to do for success, whatever I have to do for relevance, passion, the whole nine yards. Here's the trade-off. The name. People like it now. It's not just the diehards who swallow whatever pill they're given. It's not just the people that want to pretend that they're best friends with the defensive tackle or write stupid songs that people play, and we're not sure if it's a joke or not. It's not just that. The name itself has grown on folks. 34% in 2024. Over 50% now. In fact, 62%. Again, twice as popular, just over a year.
Does that surprise you?
Yes.
Danny, but that's been my whole thing with you on the name debate. I feel like, clearly, the NFC Championship game wasn't good enough for you. I think it'll grow on you, too. I think if this turns into a sustained winning culture, and they're not that yet. I know they're showing all the signs of it. they had a really good year, they have a franchise quarterback. They're not that yet. If they become a perennial playoff team year in, year out, you're not going to hear a peep about the name. I'll even make this bold proclamation. If, God forbid, you know, Jaden Daniels dislocates his ankle next year and they go 4-13, I think rumblings about the name will come up again. I think it will be a topic that is, you know,
it just correlates with if they're good enough for a while.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, yeah.
So you are a young person.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the analogy that I try to draw, or the parallel I try to draw. The Bullets should never have changed their name. Now, this is different. I understand what happened with the football team. I'm not trying to slam the gavel on that opinion. We have discussed that before, you may be aware. But the Bullets' name should never have changed. It's stupid, okay? The Wizards suck. That's a sucky name. It's a stupid, dumb name. It was dumb in 1997. It was dumb in 98. It's dumb in 2025. It'll be dumb in another 25 years. I got tired of fighting.
Okay.
My point is, it's never grown on me once, ever. Now, when John Wall stood on the scorer's table because he beat Boston with that three at the buzzer, I went nuts too.
Yeah.
When Gil hit that shot in Chicago after that son of a bitch Shannero Pargo couldn't miss for a minute and a half, I went nuts. I celebrated. The name sucked. It shouldn't be the name of the team. You follow me?
Yes.
My point is, there's event. I'm not fighting anymore. And now there's no fighting here. The data, I think the gavel slammed, by the way. Just because I don't fight it doesn't mean I like it.
Right.
I'm accepting my reality. I live in a world where the name is terrible.
Yes.
And it's going to stay that way. I understand that. And I would trade it again. I would do it again. I would do another 2-2-22 with we are the Commanders.
That's
and
tough.
And have that be the thing in exchange for NFC title game appearances. I would do that for Jaden Daniels.
Of course.
And that's kind of the point here. I could spin two plates. That name ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I hate it. I hate it more now than I did then. It's not going to grow on me. It's not going to be something that I like. I will accept my fate, but never, ever, ever expect me to like it.
So let me ask you this about the name. And now I feel like you've like entered my like therapy couch and I'm trying to help you through your issue that you have with this name.
Oh, sure, yeah.
To me, what about the name? Is it the name that's bad to you, Danny, or is it the branding surrounding the name? Because I think there's no issue with Commanders.
Sure there is. The answer is it was a generic attempt by Dan Snyder to hide under the blanket of military. Because nobody could say anything bad about that.
Right.
And okay. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's not well thought out. It wasn't planned. It wasn't done very well. The guys that did it are gone. Right, the first guy that did it called it one of the most successful rebrands ever, and he went on to work for some soccer team in L.A., Middlebrooks or whatever the other guy's name was. And Jason Wright, who I like personally, was very kind to us always. But you hire a slick consultant, you know who shows up? A slick consultant. Yeah. That's who he is. He's a slick consultant who's good at activations and branding and this. They still think internally that 2222 was awesome because you got Craig Melvin going, ha ha.
You do a really good Craig Melvin.
Damn right I do. I've heard that a million times, and I'll never unhear it.
Yeah.
They didn't understand what they didn't understand. Everything from Sean Taylor installations to porta potty pictures to the nonsense of that era and time. That name is that. That name is Dan Snyder still trying to wrestle control of the organization back from the NFL. He's the guy standing there on 2-2-22.
And it's Timberlands.
We're very excited about the name, and we're very excited about just evil.
Yeah.
Just a little twerp up there ruining everything. I hear that name, I see him. I hear that name, I hear ineptitude. I hear a joke. I hear a pathetic, ridiculous, doesn't belong with the rest of the NFL franchise's name. Now, and the point here, and they get quotes, and again, this is a great story.
Mm-hmm.
The name now means something new, or they're trying to make it mean something new.
Correct.
Right? Nah. Adam Peters will talk about a Commander tag. And Josh Harrison, one of his statements, said, you know, when the name means something now to us, an organization, and a lot of our fans. I get it. I understand that.
You're going to awkwardly sip your water?
Should we shake hands? Hold on. So I understand. I get the full thing. I'm not going to like it.
So I think, and I haven't gone and dived into the article as deep as you have to this point because I'm having issues with this paywall, and it's just here nor there. But I think, to your point, like, the name, to some people, a lot of people feel the way you feel. They feel like it's the last odor and stench of Dan Snyder and the 20-plus years of ineptitude. But when Jaden Daniels comes out in year two of the name, right? That's where we're in, year three of the name, and leads this franchise to the NFC Championship game, and you've now got ownership, GM, head coach, all on the same page for the first time. Yeah, the meaning is going to change. You're going to think differently of it. If they would have won in year one of Commanders, I don't think there would be as much outrage. I think because year one of Commanders stunk, and there was that blemish where Ron didn't know whether or not they could be eliminated.
Well, it can
or not.
Be eliminated. Okay, yeah. We really can be. Okay, we will be.
I think if they would have won that year, the vitriol and the anger wouldn't be as strong
among football fans, Washington football fans. In 2024, 58% said that they did not like it. So it's a combination of a certain percentage. Hey,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Certain percentage didn't like it. Think about that. Almost 60%.
It's a big amount.
Of this stupid, dumb brand. Now, among that same group of fans, 62% like it. Think about that. Turnaround. Again, almost twice as many.
It just goes to show you how important winning is to your brand.
And here's what drives me nuts. And yes, obviously. Here's what drives me nuts. All those years, we'd have conversations about anything. How do they make the stadium experience better? How can they make parking better? How can they make season ticket experience better? How can they improve? Business stuff, controllable things, you know, getting in and out. What can they do? Business-wise, marketing-wise, how can they make you feel more important as a fan? Name-wise, what should they do? How should they do it? And you'd get that guy that thought he solved it. The genius who'd go,
the only thing that matters is that they win.
And it's the least productive call. And you think you're being so smart in this, dude. Like, I've cut to the... Yes, I understand they need to try to win football games. Sometimes the ball doesn't bounce the right way off the upright. We're talking about the hundreds of people they have in their employ that are in the customer relations experience. If that wasn't necessary, you don't have any season ticket salespeople. You don't have to do anything. You'll just win, and then they'll just call Dan Quinn. And he'll be like, hey, let it rip, brother. I'll get you season tickets in row one. Of course, they have staff.
Yeah.
But people couldn't separate it. And so, of course, ultimately, you're right. You win, it cures a lot of crap. No one cares that it's the worst stadium in sports when the team is winning. You care a little bit. You don't care near as much. I understand all that. So we're talking about the controllable. Some years you do, some years you don't. And we're talking about this at the top, too. Can they withstand a couple of valleys in bad years? I don't know that they can yet. But it's a great building block to have year one happen. So The point is, I think for me, and I want your opinion here too, we know the ship has sailed on the name. Josh Harris kind of hinted as much and said as much, and a few others have as well. This data, jaw-dropping to me. Yeah. Not only acceptance, people like me that have accepted their fate, but now like it? They like it? That is still hard for me to swallow.
It doesn't stun me that much, because when you think about the state of the franchise over the span of the 2000s, like, the we're a loyal fan base and we're a fair weather fan base at the same time. I know I'm contradicting myself, but like, people were itching for something to grasp onto. And now you can, you know, lean into the name, lean into the logo and the brand, because they're winning. It's easier to do. I get it. And it's like, it's something that you can be a part of. It feels inclusive. It's cool. I think the people that they have over there in business now, doing the activations and making the game day experience better, they're doing a kick-ass job. They are, and they deserve all their credit. But guess what, Danny? You know it, and I know it. Their job is much easier. No one cares about paying for the $21 bottle of water as much when you're going to watch a winning product. And I'm not trying to simplify the conversation right, and act like winning cures everything, but it's a massive part of it. It is. It's a lot easier, right, to sell jerseys for the Commanders right now than it is for the Wizards.
Right.
Why? Because the Commanders win.
Right. I don't know exactly the question that I want to ask. I know what's on my mind. So I'll do it this way. 800-636-1067. As somebody that I literally try not to say it because it boils my blood.
Say what?
Okay, the name of the team.
What team?
And the Local 53. And I what people mistake me for is I only want the old name. That's not me.
Right.
I understand. Whether you agree or not, we've legislated that. That's done as far as I'm concerned, okay? I'm not the old name or nothing. I'm not that person. I can't get rid of the association with the buffoonery and the amateur hour and the below the acceptable line of the time. I can't escape the investigations, the impropriety, the indignity, the absurdity of that organization during that time frame when they were caught with their pantaloons down, had no alternative, so they threw together this nonsense with a bunch of guys that everyone knew weren't going to be here for longer than an hour and a half. Ron Rivera was involved in the name change. that boob, yeah. That overmatched goofball, that soundbite cliche-spewing media friend is sitting there deciding what I'm going to be stuck with for the rest of my life. F space you space no
there.
No stupid consultants with no dog in the fight. I'm stuck with it. They left this turn in the punch bowl and are waving goodbye fairly well. Bon voyage as their train leaves the station. I can't escape how much I hate it. I hate it more now than I did then, and I think I do because people like it.
So you're irritated, turned off by that.
I'm so upset.
I get it.
So here's my question, if I've got one, at 800-636-1067. Are you surprised that it's caught on that way? Are you taken aback that many people, again, 62% of fans, whereas a year ago it was 68% hated it, 62% now say they like it? Talking about the dumb team name. A massive turnaround. I understand they won. I was there too. I had a great time. I'm rooting. Can you believe it's caught on to this degree?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.